Thank you, Elder Nelson. We're glad to be with you today in this training session. Our objective today is to talk about how to use the word counsel to meet the needs of members of the church. The Lord's provided us word counsels to help us in the rescue of those who are coming back, in missionary work, in welfare, and in lifting and strengthening individuals, parents, and the family. What we want to do is share with you worldwide examples of how the priesthood and auxiliaries work together to make a difference. Let's invite Elder Anderson to lead us in a discussion about how we prepare spiritually. Brother Anderson.
Thank you, Elder Hales. Spiritual preparation is an important subject. We'll start with an example from South Korea. We will see a Relief Society president give an important assignment to Sister Lee. Let's watch.
As church leaders strive to serve Heavenly Father's children, they prepare themselves spiritually each day. Leaders understand that when they are spiritually prepared, they can receive revelation about who needs help and how to best meet their needs. That inspiration comes in the same way the Lord promised early church leaders it would. Behold, I will tell you in your mind and in your heart by the Holy Ghost. This is the spirit of revelation. A few months ago, in presidency meeting, Sister Lee received an assignment to plan and conduct a weekday Relief Society meeting. As she began to prepare, she turned to Church Handbook 2, where she was reminded that an important part of preparing Relief Society meetings is seeking the Lord's help in prayer.
저는 활동을 준비하는 데 있어서 가장 중요한 부분은 하나님 아버지와 함께 상의하는 것이라고 생각합니다. 모든 것을 그분과 함께 할 수 있어요. 왜냐하면 제가 자매님들을 이해하는 것보다 하나님 아버지께서 더 잘 이해하시고 계시고 제가 자매님들을 사랑하는 것보다 하나님 아버지께서 훨씬 더 사랑하시고 계시고
Sister Lee knew that she needed Heavenly Father's help. While continuing to put the needs of her own family first, she found time to seek the guidance of the Spirit in fulfilling her calling as well. She prayed diligently, studied the scriptures, pondered on her assignment, counseled with other leaders, sought inspiration as part of her monthly fast, and went to work preparing for the meeting by studying and applying the selected gospel principles in her own life. She read the counsel on additional Relief Society meetings found in Church Handbook 2 and determined to focus her efforts on helping sisters fulfill the purposes of Relief Society. She prepared meaningful activities to help everyone make personal application of the principles taught. Day by day, her vision became clearer of what the meeting should be and how it could meet the needs of individual sisters. When the afternoon arrived, Sister Lee was well prepared. She still didn't know exactly what she would say or how the meeting would go, but because she had prepared spiritually and in other ways, she was confident that the Spirit of the Lord would direct her in meeting the needs of her sisters.
내가 필요하다라고 생각하는 것을 준비했고, 그다음 활동이 시작되었을 때 비로소 모든 것들이 생각나기 시작했어요. 그래서 너무 신기하게 그 활동을 하면서도 마음으로는 이 활동이 끝났을 때 내가 어떻게 마무리해야 될지에 대해서 계속해서 기도했어요. 그러나 그 활동이 모두 끝나갔을 때 내가 어떠한 메시지를 전해야 하는지 분명히 이해하게 되었고 저는 그냥 그대로 그것을 할 수 있었거든요.
When leaders prepare spiritually, they enjoy the companionship of the Holy Ghost. Guided by revelation, they plan and carry out the Lord's work in inspired ways. Then, real needs are met, hearts are changed, and lives are blessed. This is why leaders prepare themselves spiritually to do the Lord's work.
We're back with Sister Beck, Sister Wixom. What did we learn from Sister Lee?
Well, Sister Lee said, it's amazing. And it is amazing how the Lord looks and waits for ways to bless us.
Yes, and sometimes, Elder Anderson, I've seen leaders who think if they just do more work, if they augment or magnify or decorate something, that they've planned everything, every lesson, every activity down to the last detail, then that will be okay. But sometimes we do that and we don't leave room for the Holy Ghost to help us. We saw in the example of Sister Lee that she left some space to be influenced by the Lord as she was carrying out her responsibility.
And I think she focused on the sisters she would be seeing that night, and she prayed to know what their needs were. And so
that's
knowing...
That's not a general prayer. That's a specific prayer.
Right. And that I think that contributed to how well she was prepared too. She had a love for those sisters.
Yes. She said she kept a prayer in her heart. She was praying continually.
It's a readiness
yes.
to receive it.
But trust in the Lord that He will.
Yes.
And for example, I love the part where it said she helped her family. She was a mother. She served her family and found time to prepare. And when we have that trust that when we are a good mother or a good father or a good daughter of God or a son of God, trust that He will help us.
It's fundamental, isn't it?
Yes.
So we can see that in President Monson's words, when you are on the Lord's errand, you can expect the Lord's help. And so even in our weaknesses, even we're not perfect. We have to try to keep the commandments and pray, and we can't just think without seeking it from the Lord, without being obedient. But as we're doing our part, we can see how this spirit of revelation can come upon not just the bishop, but upon all those involved in the, like as we said, this spiritual work that we're involved in. Let me ask you a question. What happens when we don't feel like revelation has come and yet we must go forward? Maybe we have to teach a class. Maybe we have to make a decision. What do we do?
Nephi was in a situation like that. In 1 Nephi, when he went back for the plates, he said, I was led by the Spirit, not knowing beforehand the things which I should do. Nevertheless, I went forth.
Mm. What does that mean?
That's an exercise of our faith. It's back to this idea, we know whose work this is. We know what the Lord has in mind. And if we are moving toward Him in His direction, we won't be wrong. We can't just sit and wait for some revelation. If there's work that has to be done, if someone has to be cared for.
He even says, I'll give it to you in the very moment.
The moment. Yes.
So we have to step forward in the darkness, knowing the light will come. What role do the scriptures play in all of this? Peter speaks in the New Testament about wells without water. And it's true that you have to continually replenish the well, don't you?
I do. And I find if I'm confused or in doubt about something, just opening the scriptures somewhere will bring the Spirit enough that those doubts... Flee.
Yes. What is your experience with this, Sister Wixom?
Open and begin reading. I have found that when I make an effort every day to have some quiet time and read the scriptures, that I find answers in the very most unusual places. It could be a word or a phrase, but it will be what the Lord wants and needs me to hear that day with an open mind and an open heart.
Oh, that's wonderful advice. Well, you two are great examples, and we appreciate your great leadership to the church. Immediately after a few closing remarks, we will move to a discussion by Elder Christensen and others surrounding the ward council. Let me just conclude with this comment. This is a spiritual work. It can only be done in the Lord's way. And to do that, we have to believe in Him. I love those words of the Savior, Be not afraid, only believe. Have confidence that you can be part of the solutions to your little branch or your ward, no matter what your calling is. Revelation is scattered among us. And I know that the Lord answers our prayers. I know He lives, and this is His holy work. I testify of it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.